This podcast brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource for pilots and aircraft owners.
Hello, everyone. This is Paul Bertarelli reporting from AirVenture 2015 at Oshkosh, Wisconsin. I'm with S.P. Shukla, who is the group president of Mahindra Aerospace. And Mr. Shukla, I didn't really realize it, but Mahindra is a big operation. Aviation is now a small part of it. You'd like to grow that. We'll get to that in a minute. But tell us a little bit about Mahindra's breadth of businesses, and then we'll get to the aviation plan.
Thank you for inviting me to speak. Mahindra Group is headquartered in Bombay, but it is a truly multinational global operation worldwide. We operate in more than 100 countries with 220,000 employees all over. We are very ethnically diverse group. Our employees carry more than 55 passports of different countries. It is a $17 billion group today. From humble beginnings, when in 1945 the group was set up by two brothers, Mr. J.C. Mahindra and Mr. K.C. Mahindra, we have come a long way. Group began with the assembly of Willys Jeep in India. From there, we moved on to making other sports utility vehicles, cars, jeeps, trucks. From there, we moved into agriculture. And today, we are the largest tractor company in the world. We are, of course, number one in India, but we sell more tractors than any other company in the world. In the US, we are number three today. We, from there, moved on to two-wheelers 4 or 5 years ago. And today, you'll be happy to know that in such a short while, we have made a name for ourselves. In fact, if you take the field of racing, which is a barometer of the product quality of two-wheelers. We have been Italian champion more than once in MotoGP. We have been now world number three for several years as a constructors champion trophy. We are India's third largest IT company. We are also India's largest holiday resorts company. And we are number three in the world in holiday resorts. That company is called Club Mahindra. It was only fitting that one day we entered the other part of mobility, which is aerospace and defense. I take pride in saying on behalf of my colleagues in Mahindra Group that Mahindra makes everything which moves. So we make everything on the land. Car, jeeps, scooters, motorcycles, trucks, construction machinery. We make things which float in water, so boats and yachts. And we make also aircrafts. That is what brings us to the subject of our foray into aerospace and defense. We began with two distinct operations. In Australia, we make utility aircrafts, and you know our brand Airvan. We have sold more than 200 aircrafts in more than 30 countries across the globe, which is quite a feat for a relatively younger operation. And in Bangalore, we have a company which specializes in aerostructures, Mahindra Aerostructures. This company is a approved and certified vendor for making parts and components for aerospace industry. Almost every aviation major, Airbus, Boeing, almost everyone has contracts with us for supply of components and parts. Recently, we also signed a MOU with Airbus towards setting up a JV for taking up production of military helicopters in India under a defense program. Our presence in aerospace has been growing by leaps and bounds. We also make radars in collaboration with a leading American company, Telephonics Corporation. So Mahindra Telephonics is a joint venture near New Delhi, and we make radars which are suitable for both land as well as maritime applications.
Let me ask you about your view of general aviation growth in India. General aviation is just beginning in India. What do you see as the potential there, and what's driving it? What's going to drive it?
That is a very good question. In fact, Indian market is sometimes not fully understood outside India. If you first talk about general aviation scenario, all the reports, specialist reports on the sector say that India will be the third largest aviation market by 2020 in terms of passenger carried in the country. Only US and China markets will be bigger than Indian market. So we are looking at world's third largest market in next 5 to 6 years. Within that market, when we talk about general aviation, you find that that is an emerging area. So far, market was focused on large commercial airlines carrying passengers from one part to another part. That had been the trend so far. And it took last 10 to 15 years for market to stabilize and mature, so much so that now everybody acknowledges it as the third largest market. The general aviation space is now emerging. Things happen in stages. Now once people took to flying in a big way, because earlier they traveled more by trains, the next stage was that they start getting into flying which does not depend upon large commercial airlines, especially when you are connecting large cities with small cities. Because earlier flying was among the four major metros. The city, we call metro a city which has a population of 10 million or more, we call it a metro. And if you have a population of 1 million and more, we call it a city. After that, you have towns. So most of the aviation market was between metros with 10 million and more connecting to cities, 1 million and more. Now the market is expanding to towns which are less than 1 million population. And that is where we believe general aviation will take off.
Do you think that that describes a kind of a small-scale commercial aviation for transportation? Do you think there will be private aviation or private owners in India? Is that happening?
Yes, that is happening. It began with company jets. So in the beginning, it was the large corporate houses which acquired company jets for speedier commuting within country. It's a large country. So within the country, you can have 3-hour flight. So company jets was the first step. Now what is happening is smaller companies have also seen the benefit of having own company jet, but it goes without saying that they look at more cost-effective solution than buying more expensive jets. And most of these companies may not always be located in big metros. They may be operating out of smaller towns in India, typically towns with population between 100,000 and 1 million. It is those towns which we hope that our airvan will connect, both by businesses owning it or charter companies running service to provide connectivity between the towns.
If you look east from India towards China, do you see a potential market for Mahindra there?
I must say you are very perceptive. And I do not know whether you know, we have already received orders from China for supply of planes from Australia. As you know, Australia happens to be located in a part of the world which has very close linkages in the Asia-Pacific region. So China is definitely a next growing opportunity for us, and we believe we are going to surprise people. We are working on now a 10-seater model, also a float model for our planes. We believe with these two variations available to our basic design, float and 10-seater, we are going to expand the number of segments which we will be catering to in very near future.
Well, thank you very much for the update.
Thank you so much. Look forward to welcoming you sometime in India or Australia.
We'll take you up on that. We've been speaking with S.P. Shukla of Mahindra Aerospace. This is Paul Bertarelli reporting from Air Venture 2015. Thanks for listening.
This podcast brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource for pilots and aircraft owners.